Dias Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Dias Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings and welcome to the Messiah's Prophecy Show. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network.
And today's date is April 22nd, 2021.
The world, most just don't are in that and that time. So it's time to in the world. Look at the voice of the God for you. Here's the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Transmission source for you, sure or not. If you help out for the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. So it's a machine with your name, number, prayer request, and phone message.
The phone number is 620-878-4682. That's 620-878-4682. If you have an emergency, text Dan on his cell. Let him know you're going to give him a call at 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886. You can always find the breaking news updates about the Wichita Mission Church and the radio program archives, and all of our contact information is at our ministry hub, which is prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
We are a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the net nationally, internationally, and on some FM, so pray about supporting airtime.
Let's thank our listener base in worldwide places like Melbourne, Australia, Leipzig, Germany, Belgrade, 11,000, Siberia.
Okay, let me say things. Like this, you can always skip the middle ones. You know, they know where they're at, but I don't know what those are. They just added things. And as far as a lot, I don't know how to pronounce that one either.
Leipzig.
Well, it's, okay, let's be technical. It's L-E-I-P-Z-I-G. Liz. You know, but Germans talk funny.
Leipzig.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, thanks for listening over there in Germany.
Yes, and in the USA, we have St. Paul, Minnesota, San Jose, California, Lexington, Kentucky, and then Kansas City, Missouri is the largest group of listeners that listen to the podcast when it posts later tonight.
Yeah, they've been the number one podcast listeners for a little while now, for about a month. By the way, folks, send us an email to radio@messiahsbranch.org or text to my phone, 316-619-4886. Let us know what city you're hailing from, especially if we've never mentioned your city before. Follow us and share us at Twitter. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Branch77. Now, for our dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, Father, I pray radio tonight goes according to your will, not our will, Father. Give everyone out there ears in which to hear and understand the truth. So please, Father Yahweh, in your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Now, oh, song. I guess I have to tell him to do song. Song.
Song.
As I try to figure out what this world is all about, I know one thing without a doubt, my Lord is in control. Here, men's hearts failing because of fear.
we're back. I'm sorry I had that stupid mute. I love that mute button on this new board, but it's so easy to forget it.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Anyway, but we're back.
Don't you wish your wife had one of those sometimes?
Have you ever seen that Jim Carrey movie where he has a remote and he goes around silencing everybody and things?
Funny.
And that should answer your question. Anyway, or a stall button, stop for just a minute so I can get a word in.
I sometimes think you have one. It's psychologically one.
Anyway, I don't think we're supposed to talk about that.
Okay,
tonight.
Let's go on with this, what we're going to talk about here.
Okay, you know who Ted Nugent is?
Very first concert I ever seen, yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll say this about Ted Nugent. He's a staunch conservative and Trump supporter against the left. And here, go ahead and read that.
And I was 14. Ted Nugent announced he has coronavirus. Rock star Ted Nugent announced he tested positive for coronavirus in a video posted Monday on Facebook. A staunch supporter of former President Donald Trump, Nugent repeatedly has downplayed the seriousness of the coronavirus, and he has called it fake. In his video, he said, "I have had flu symptoms for the last 10 days, and I just thought I was dying." Nugent said in his Facebook post that "I've never been so sick in all my life," adding that "I've got a stuffed up head, body aches, my God, what a pain in the ass. I literally could hardly crawl out of bed the last few days."
Okay, so here's the point. So much everything's being called COVID. In fact, I just seen another video on it the other day. About how that, you know, if you have any kind of COVID symptom, and it doesn't matter if you die of a broken arm, it's going to be called COVID because of the manufacturer or whatever. So while there is a huge amount of garbage about it and they're overdoing it, there is a real thing.
Right.
Called COVID, and it can be devastated to you. Our friend Stan Johnson, and I can say it freely because he said it on his net, Stan had it, and he barely had any symptoms for a few days, whatever, you know, and it was over with. Some people have it worse than others, you know. But, you know, the best thing isn't the vaccine. It's getting a doctor that will give you hydrochloroquine, and then they want to give zinc and
Quercetin?
What?
Quercetin?
No.
No?
That's a preventative thing.
Oh, okay.
After the fact, they want to give you zinc. They want to give you hydrochloroquine. It's a cocktail, you know, hydrochloroquine, zinc. That's how women...
And elderberry.
Okay.
Okay,
stop.
I'm going to quit guessing.
Yeah, that drives a person insane. When you keep guessing and you're nowhere in the neighborhood, just don't guess. Wait and hear the rest of the sentence and the answer. Okay, so now back to this, folks. Hydrochloroquine, zinc, and the other component was... I think anacetam was some kind of antibiotic. So those three things is what they give you, and it usually lessens it and makes it go away quickly. When you first get the symptoms, it's the best time to do it. You're not waiting until you're dying or whatever. But, you know, we have ways to handle it, and it's better to handle it than the other because, as we're going to find out in this next little article, whoosh.
Hey, that, where'd that little statistic right there come from? That's pretty interesting.
What, that one?
60% of all...
Yeah, well, wait a minute.
Yeah,
We're getting ready to go to that.
Yeah, that's terrible.
How many of you folks got an over-anxious wife? Okay, go. Now you may go ahead.
Where'd this statistic...
Well, I'll tell you.
It'll tell you right here.
It's all over. Just
okay.
Read it.
At least 60% of all new COVID-19 cases are occurring in people who were already vaccinated. Dr. Harvey Rich, a professor of epidemiology at Yale University, has calculated that upwards of 60% of all new cases of the Wuhan coronavirus, COVID-19, are occurring in people who are already vaccinated for this disease.
Okay, now, and we'll go on and read the rest of it in a minute, but here's the point. What they claim, if you read anything really about it, they don't claim it will prevent the disease. They claim it will make it less severe because this new vaccine isn't really a vaccine That's a false name. It's not a vaccine. It's something that changes your DNA to where you have spike protein things that will go out and cause antibodies to attack it that you already have. And so it's using your own body system. But once it does this, there's no turnoff for it, turning these things in your body into that. And so it could move on to other parts of your body later on and cause your own immune system to attack things like maybe your gallbladder or your kidneys or other things. It could go on to do that. They really don't know because this vaccine had never been tested on anybody. It was just tested on us. Now you can
tell. So is it altering your DNA? Is that what it's doing? Because that's
not really your DNA. It's your cells. It might be DNA, but I don't think that's what it is. But it's the cells. It causes them to grow these proteins. I know what it does.
Well, I don't know about everybody else, but my common sense tells me that you can't vaccinate a bioweapon. It was a virus tweaked by a Chinese lab into a bioweapon to attack people. The only ones that have the antidote are the ones that made the bioweapon.
You know what tells me that it was an accident? Reason why I still think it was an accident in the lab, I know it came from the lab, and I know it came from China, and I know it was funded by Gates and everybody else in the world,
right.
It seems like. But here's one of the reasons I believe that it wasn't ready for distribution. Number one, because it was released in China,
right,
and killed their own population, and it's still hurting their economy. While you don't hear it on the regular news or whatever, if you go into it and look, they are really messed up.
And they tried to cover it up, but it just couldn't contain it.
Okay, but the second thing is that it's not as lethal. For a bioweapon, it's really pretty much garbage because it's not killing very many people. I mean, it looks like it. You have a less than a point, what would they say, 0.56?
They broke it down into age brackets.
Now, what are you saying now?
The percentage of what your percentage is if you're going to die from it. They broke it down in age.
Okay, you know what it was?
For adults, it was 97 something.
No, okay, stop. Stop completely. Overall, let me give you this stat I was getting ready to tell you before you interrupted me. You have less than a 0.56 chance overall for the whole population of dying from it. Less than a 1% chance of not recovering.
Yeah,
from
I heard
it.
That one too.
Right. Well, that is the statistic that I was after. And the 97% was something that you were talking about. You have a 97%
recovery rate
if you're an older person,
right,
or something like that. But
there's 99.9% for kids.
But anyway, well, that 99.9.
Yeah.
Okay, but the point is, overall, we're going to deal with that number. It's 50. It's about 56 or less. It was 26, and now it's up to 0.56. That's less than 1%.
Right.
That's not even 99.9. That's less than that. That's 0.56. So there's the point. So for a bioweapon, it's not very effective. Because a bioweapon is meant to slaughter everybody it comes in contact with.
Right, but they weren't done with it. They weren't ready to release it. It escaped before they got it done. That's what they were working on it. That's what they were working on making it into, and it got away from them.
Gee, that was my point.
Oh, yeah.
You heard me, folks. That was my point in the very first.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, it's going to be one of them days. I can see that coming out already. So anyway, the point, I don't think that I still think it was by accident. They weren't prepared to do it. But let's go on and read the rest of it.
Okay, clinicians have been telling me that more than half of the new COVID cases that they're treating are people who have been vaccinated, Rich told Bannon. As we have been warning, the so-called third wave of the China virus will be due to people who were vaccinated, contracting, and spreading the disease to others. While Americans who buy into the pandemic narrative, narrative have been led to believe that the jabs will protect them against serious symptoms should they test positive, Rich says that the medical establishment is looking at things a little bit different. I think the American public should have been sold on the vaccine by the research that shows that they reduce the infection of mild to moderate symptomatic infections by somewhere between 60 to 90% depending upon the age and the vaccine. However, that is not the measure that Public Health Infrastructure Administration and Dr. Fauci are using to look at the efficiency. Of the vaccine, he added.
Okay, stop saying.
And who would ever believe him again?
Whatever believed him in the first place.
Right.
You know, he's a shill. But he's a shill for, he's wanting to sell the vaccine. He's in with Bill Gates. And, you know, people that want to reduce the population, why should you trust anything
they
say? But here's the point. They've already said that there would be, on most of these, there needs to be a third shot. But let me break it down and hold back for a minute. Let me break it down on what they just said. Basically, what they're saying is the people that they're looking for the worst infections to come, the mutated ones to come from the people that have been already injected with the virus. And why is that? Because that the injection is causing the cells to mutate, and it will cause a mutation of the Wuhan virus to go around it, and then it will be worse, because then there will be there won't be any short-term vaccine or anything to relay it. They should
instantly killing people, just like a bioweapon.
Well, I don't know about instant kill, but it will be killing people, because, you know, even so with this, when you get it in the worst, it takes days usually for it to happen. Instant is a word. I try to use the right words, because if you say instant, that means like.
Yeah. Like when you see on the movies, you touch you, you're dead.
Yeah, right. And that's just not the way that it works. So what big medicine is most interested in, according to Rich, is whether or not the jabs actually prevent the spread of the infection. It would appear as though they do not. They are actually spreading the disease to recipients and their contact based on the latest data. They've estimated again that more than 60% of the new cases they are treating, COVID cases, have been people who have been vaccinated. And I plan on doing some more research, folks, and telling you more about that. But again, I want to reemphasize a couple of things. Number one, should you be careful? Yeah, we shouldn't drop our protocols. If you have somebody around you and they've got a fever or look sick, they need to be checked by a doctor and so on and so forth, because just as we saw with Ted Nugent, you know, he went around without a mask and everything, you know, and Ted says it's a hoax and all those things, as there's been a lot of people that have screamed hoax and said it wasn't nothing and got sick, and even a few of them have died. So it is a real thing. I think it's going to come back worse, but we've been saying that from the first, that the second round of whatever comes, whether it's COVID or something else, is going to be worse than the first. Because, you know, let's go with this.
They've got a plan, and they ain't going to give up. If the first thing don't work, they're going to try another thing, and they're going to keep trying until they succeed, it looks like.
Well, they will, unless somebody stops them, but let's go with this. Here's the point. This first one, you know, where they call it plandemic, I do not believe that the plan was to release this particular one right now. Having said that, point is it didn't get the desired results.
Right.
You know, because when you have over half of America that are refusing the vaccines, just like here in the state of Kansas, you know, most of the rural counties are saying we don't want any more vaccine because the people aren't taking it. But in the bigger counties like Sedgwick and up there where Kansas City is, naturally they're saying it. But what's that? You got more liberals in the bigger counties and more the bigger cities. That's where the liberals are. You don't see liberals out here in the country much. You know, yeah, there's a few liberals out there. They're not the radicalized, to the most part. I don't believe they're the radicalized ones like they're in the bigger cities. So, anyway, what should you do? You should be careful. Masks are garbage. You need to do the research on masks. I've got some links. I can resend them out that talk about masks. But masks cause all kinds of infections. And even on some masks, they have found, they didn't say which ones, but a lot of these masks have parasites on them, little tiny worms, and there was a dentist office that found that out by looking at the mask under a microscope. So you got to be careful, do the research or research or listen to our radio programs and share our radio programs. We got to get ready for break, so tell them where they can find us.
And you can find all of our contact information, all about the radio program or the mission updates and radio program archives and all on our ministry hub at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
In this time of the social and spiritual breakdown of America and the world, in these prophetic end times, God is calling multitudes of Christians to the Ozarks and other safe havens around the world to survive so they can spread the gospel. The Ark Haven Intentional Neighbors Vision is to prepare Christians physically, mentally, and spiritually for these end times. Thousands are coming to the Ozark Mountains in Arkansas and Missouri, where even the CIA says it's one of the safest places on earth. The intentional neighbors concept allows Christian neighbors to own adjacent land to each other so they can aid and help each other. The community is exploding with nurses, a doctor, and other professionals, as well as many others. If you cannot afford to buy a house, you can rent a house. Call 479-502-1789. That's 479-502-1789. Or visit arkhaven.org. That's arkhaven.org. Tell them Pastor Dan sent you.
What would you do if you had to tell a person the most important information in the world, but you knew they wouldn't believe you? Would you tell them? Well, most would. So what is the most important information in the world to all people, nations, and languages? The most important thing to do is to receive Jesus, but the most important thing not to do is don't take the mark of the beast, because those taking the mark of the beast do not get soul death, but are eternally tormented in hell. Revelation 14:11 says, "The smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast in his image, or whosoever receiveth the mark of his name." But how do you tell them? Give them the book, Miss the Mark. If they'll read this simple, thin, easy-to-read book, they will never take the mark of the beast. 1 for $20, but don't do that. We offer them in shrink-wrap sets of 10 to give away. 1 set of 10 for $30, 2 sets $45, 4 sets $70 at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com.
Go away. Pastor Dan will be right back.
Okay. That was the first commercial. Did you catch that? It says Pastor Dan will be right back.
Right.
Well, Pastor Dan is back.
And Linda.
And, okay. We'll say we're back. This is Pastor
Linda,
Dan and
Linda Catlin.
And you're listening to Messiah's Ranch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Well, and he says, yeah, Frank says, yeah, they got reversed. I'd say so, but that's funny. I just caught it. Anyway, we are back. We're not getting ready to go. We're back. Okay, let's see here. That just came in. We should probably go into that one next. Let me see whatever real quick. Okay. Okay, we'll worry about that. Okay, so, naturally, I usually don't go along with anything the Vatican says, you know what I'm saying, but I thought this was nice. I got this from the LifeSite news blog, and it is a good place to get information. But go ahead, read this some more.
Priest analyst of the Vatican documents, it's mortally sinful to take or facilitate coronavirus vaccine. According to the properly framed and understood moral principles invoked by the Vatican documents concerning abortion, tainted vaccines, the COVID-19 vaccine products are mortally sinful to take or facilitate. All Catholics and men of goodwill must abhor abortion, wrote Father Elias, a pen name used by the priest Arthur for the sake of prudence, and to maintain the focus upon the content of the article. Equally repugnant is the fact that all of the current experimental COVID-19 vaccines, which are given emergency use authorization by the Food and Drug Administration, the abortion-tainted have been tested and developed through the abuse of stolen aborted fetal cells.
Okay, now stop a second. Stolen abort. Okay, here's the point. Those are only authorized for emergency use period authorization. And if you look it up on about the emergency use authorization, we sent an article out a couple of weeks ago. I sent it to you and other people, but it plainly states in there that you cannot, if it's for emergency use, they cannot force it on you. They cannot force it on you. That's what it says. It also says the same way with masks. Masks fall under the emergency use authorization also. And they cannot legally force masks on you according to what is in federal law. Nobody goes and reads federal law, but that's what it says in federal law. So typically you could sue people for force, like a job, saying, well, you can't come to work here if you don't wear a mask. You could sue them if you lose your job. And so the things that they tell you, things that they are telling you are not true. That's why you've got to look into things. Okay, go ahead.
In a document released by the Vatican last December, the Congregation of the Doctrine of Faith articulated principles of remote material cooperation which may permit the use of such abortion-tainted vaccines in grave situations. Based on his critical analysis of the CDF document, Father Elias presented his understanding of the Catholic principles of moral theology, which apply to the question of whether it is acceptable to receive an abortion-tainted vaccine. There is no available moral untainted therapeutic intervention that neutralizes the prospered health threat.
Okay. It says no available morally untainted therapeutic intervention that neutralizes the proposed health threat. What that means is there's nothing else but that to stop it. That's number one criteria. Two.
There must exist a proportionate cause for using an abortion-tainted therapeutic intervention based on the risk involved.
Okay. It goes along the same thing.
There must exist an actual grave threat to your health or that of others if you were to refrain from taking the proposed abortion-tainted therapeutic intervention.
Now, there's so far, 1, 2, and 3 are not, invalidate the use of it.
Right, they're all on board. They've got baby parts in them.
No, but you're missing the point.
Tainted.
Here's what you're missing. There's no available untainted therapeutic intervention that neutralizes. So there's no
there's nothing out there that doesn't have baby parts in it that you could be using.
No. You need to let me explain. There is no available morally untainted therapeutic intervention. So is there anything else? Here's the question. Is there any therapeutic? What is therapeutic? It means if there's an alternate to taking it. And there is an alternate to taking the shot. The alternate is the medications that we were just talking about. So that disqualifies it because there is alternates that you can do other than taking the shot. That's what it's saying. And that's why I'm pointing it out. And it also says there must exist a proportionate cause for using it. Untainted therapeutic based on the risk involved. Well, there's medication that will treat it and save your life. So it doesn't matter. Then on the third one, there must exist an actual grave threat to your health and others if you refrain from taking a shot. No, there isn't. It's not even been proven. They haven't even studied COVID enough to be proven that it actually goes from one human being to another. They have no proof of anything of this thing. So, no, that throws that one. And the last one is?
One must oppose the fact that the therapeutic intervention is abortion-tainted.
Okay. So you still have to be in opposition to it. You know, you can't be in agreement. So the point is that there's no moral excuse for taking a vaccine.
Right. In order for such an abortion-tainted vaccine to be morally acceptable, all four conditions must be met. If even one of these criteria is missing, Father Ellis confirms that use of such an abortion-tainted experimental biological agent is gravely sinful. Yet he goes on to illustrate how not just one, but the first three criteria have not been met for the use of these gene-based vaccines. Though it has been aggressively suppressed in the Western media, hundreds of doctors and scientists from around the world attest to the availability of safe, very effective, inexpensive, and ethically produced health interventions for COVID-19.
That's ethically, but go ahead.
Early treatment with hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and antibiotic and vitamins is one such option with the phenomenal track record. Another treatment, which is hailed as nothing less than miraculous, is the one used of Inverbectin, which, as described by Dr. Perry Corey, is an impassioned testimony before the U.S. Senate committee last December, basically obliterates transmission of this virus. Putting it very simply, Corey testified, if you take it Inverbectin, you will not get sick.
Yeah, amen. So anyway, last month, the eminent physician and author of two medical journals, Dr. Peter McCullough, MD, asked in his stirring testimony before Texas Senate committee, when was the last time you turned on the news and ever got a window to the outside world? When did you ever get an update on how the rest of the world was handling coronavirus? He was referring to the fact that in many places around the world, these health protocols for treatment and prevention are broadly using and yielding 1 to 10% of the death rates in world nations where such treatments have been restricted and underused. And a lot of other countries, there's other countries in Africa saying they're not even using the vaccine or whatever at all whatsoever. They're just using medicines to treat it, and it's working better than here,
right,
you know, or other places. So, you know, and so again, we go back to the thing, you know, they're trying to use it, especially here in America, they're trying to use it as a means of control. But you gotta wonder what is the actual, we got 60% of the people getting sick, have taken a vaccine. Let's just critically think about this a minute. They're taking a vaccine. 60% of the people that take the vaccine get sick anyway. It's not really a vaccine. It's untested. There's been a lot of people dying from it.
It's their way to make sure you do get it.
But you missed the question entirely. What the question was is, why do they want you to get it?
Because it's their depopulization plan. If one thing don't work, they're going to try another.
So you think they, okay, well, let's say this. If it is depopulation or training you to do that, what they want to hunt, clearly they don't want to kill 100% of the population. So, you know.
Well, because they know not everybody's going to take the vaccine. But they're trying to get the biggest majority of them in. Look how many people they can hoodwink into taking it and get them out of here.
Yeah, but they are trying to force the most of the population to take it.
Right. That's why they want it mandatory.
But they don't want to. But even their numbers don't add up. But here's the point. Even their numbers don't add up to that point. I'm not taking up for them. But just hear me out. If you killed 100% of the population, they would have no farm workers. They would have nobody to boss around. They'd have nobody to run their factories, so on and so on and so forth. So they're not trying to kill 100% of everybody, but they want 100% of everybody to take the vaccines. I think this first one is, while they do want it to, let me finish, while they do want it to kill off some people, the probably the goal is to train you to take these things and to get complicit. And it comes up in the next part.
Well,
it comes
I wonder,
up in the vaccine passports. Go ahead.
Well, I wonder if they are enforcing. They're probably not. I just have a feeling they're not enforcing it on the illegal people they're letting come in, right? So maybe those are the people they want to live, so they'll get their vote.
Well, but that still isn't enough. That still isn't even enough people to bury the bodies.
Oh my! This is crazy world.
Well, but so here's the point. They do not want it with this vaccine. They do not. It's utterly ridiculous to think they want to kill 100% of the population in any way, shape, or form. They only want. You can even look at their numbers, and they tell you how many people they want to die off because they have to have people to run things, to run the country, to run their machines, and to do their thing. What this is about is this: to get you in ready for being controlled. Read.
Vaccine passports, an effort to make those who refuse vaccination second-class citizens. Federalist senior editor Chris Bedford warned of corporate enterprises forcing the American public into compliance with vaccine passports on Fox News Wednesday night as the federal government leaves the effort up to the private sector. Vaccine passports, Bedford said on Tucker Carlson Tonight, as New York has already pursued their own aim to push those hesitant to accept the experimental vaccine as second-class citizens who don't have access to the same restaurants, who don't have access to the same job. Bedford continued highlighting the issue of vaccine passports as an area where government interference is necessary. Contrary to the inclinations of those that on the right, to allow private enterprises to pursue policies free of state intrusion, vaccine passports is in effect coerce those concerned about long-term issues from the experimental vaccine through a different form of tyranny that government is supposed to protect against. This is the kind of thing that the government needs to step in and provide good government and protect those people no matter who is making the decision to force it on them, Bedford said.
Right, and it's about, and so it goes back to this. The vaccine really isn't meant to kill everybody off. You know, yeah, they're using this for guinea pigs. It isn't, they're never going to want to kill 100% or even 80% of the population. There's a certain amount of people they need to do things for them. But it's about this. It's about control. You got the vaccine, so now you need a passport. So that's a digital marker where they can track you and everything that you do.
And keep track of, yeah.
That's what it's about. It's not, this first one isn't about killing everybody off. And even when they do kill off a huge portion, they want to kill off a huge portion of the world population. And the Bible clearly says that a huge portion of the world's population is going to be dead when Yeshua comes. You can see that in the breakdown of Revelation. But my point is this one currently is about the passport. It's not about the vaccine it's about the vaccine. So, yeah, they want to test it on you. And I'm sure the real elites, people like Bill Gates and things, you think they took a vaccine? No.
Yeah, they put placebos if they did.
Yeah, well, you know, it's an experimental thing. You know, we'll test it out on the human guinea pigs that are basically the lab rats. But it's about control. It's about giving you something that they can track you. Now, this passport can't be the mark of the beast because mark of the beast requires worship. You have to, and you're not worshiping anybody if you do a passport. So you're not going to go to hell for that. In fact, the mark of the beast when it comes will be something that you will willfully take as an act of worship towards the Antichrist. That's what Revelation says. It drives me crazy when all these people on the internet that probably don't even read their Bibles, and I've confronted some of them, they haven't even read the full passage of Revelation 13 and 14 to see what it says about the mark of the beast. All they read is that nobody can buy, sell, or trade without the mark. Well, that's what that says, but there's a lot more to it than that. But you know what? You got to read everything in context. You got to read the before and you got to read the after. You can't just scripture pick and pick out a sentence or a half a paragraph and decide, well, and base your whole theology on that. You just can't do that. Is the vaccine passport a mark of the beast? No. But would I want one? No. I don't want to be tracked by anybody. But let me get to, go ahead, but I am being tracked because you could go into a Google account if you can get access to a Google account and find everywhere my phone's been.
Yeah, they track your phone.
Yeah, unless that's it, if you put Google Chrome or something like that in it. But it also, it's a very good friend because then you can synchronize your phone with all your computers and all those things. I know most people only have one computer. Last count, I've got
I'm not there. My computer is.
I've got about six or seven computers anyway, roughly. But and I do want things synced from one computer to the other. And it did come in handy for me one time to have my phone track. I was able to give a message to my phone through Google that somebody realized, you know, figured out whose phone it was and was able to bring it back to me. And you have to have those on your head to keep them from falling off.
They found it in the ditch.
Yeah, well, it's irrelevant where they found it. The point of the
bushes. I'm sorry, it was the bushes.
Actually, it was mowing grass and found it in it. You were right in the first place. Found it in basically by the roads, what he said, and it was in at the park. That's where it was. And I know how it happened. I had it laying on my truck, and my son borrowed my truck, and it fell off my truck. But that isn't the point. The point is I'm being tracked. Do I mind that? I'm not doing anything nefarious. As long as bad people, I mean, you know, maybe a criminal or something, you know, can get a hold of my phone tracking to find out that I'm not home, come break in my house or something like that. I'm not doing anything that I'm worried about being tracked, but clearly I'm being tracked. But I don't, what are they going to do? See me go to, the only place I go is to the store. Maybe a hamburger joint once in a while, and to the Mission Church and then back home. You know, so it really doesn't matter to me. But the point is, it's a precursor to bigger tracking that they want to do you. And like they say, the government says, well, they're going to leave it up to the private sector. The private sector they're leaving it up to is the people that own the social media. That's the people that own the regular media. And so on and so forth, and what they want. And those people are all barred off by the Illuminati, the people like George Soros and things, because that's what they want. That's what the New World Order people do. Biden is just a puppet for the New World Order people. And he has horrendous things that come in, just like today. They passed in the House. The House passed a bill that says that Washington, D.C. could be made a state. That would be the first 51st state. Well, it's all Democrat controlled, so they figure they'll get new people. Well, it's a constitutionally illegal because it says in the Constitution that Washington, D.C. is a separate entity, that it is not a state and it can't be a state. But they passed it anyway. It doesn't matter to them about the Constitution. The fight will be in the Senate. Most people, 99% of the people, do not believe that it can get past the Senate in any way, shape, or form. But they're still trying. You know, so anyway, okay, so enough about COVID anyway, we're going to talk about the Mission Church. Okay, now your speech. You know, she's always speechless. Her favorite thing to do when it comes to Mission Church, she's usually speechless. What did you do today?
I went and picked up hygiene for hygiene bags.
Yeah, well, okay, so when do you give those out?
Every other Tuesday. Every other Tuesday is snack bags, and then the other two Tuesdays are hygiene bags.
So if you give me a hygiene bag, what can I expect to be in it?
Usually I have toilet paper, shampoo, hand soap, conditioner, and toothpaste and toothbrushes is in 1 week, and then razors and shaving stuff is in the other week.
Right, right. Okay, so amen. Is there anything that you lack for that you'd like to have if people
want to? Yeah, I need toilet paper. I don't get enough toilet paper. I need 120. I do 120 bags a month, so I'm short on toilet paper.
Right. Anyway, so we give out hygiene bags, so that'll be next week?
Yeah, it's next Friday, next Tuesday.
Right.
No, we just did it Tuesday. Next Tuesday's snack bags, and then the Tuesday after that's hygiene again.
Okay, well, snack bag goes, what's a snack bag?
It has whatever I have that comes in it and two egg sandwiches.
Is that for dinner?
No, that's what they get for the snack bag.
Well, okay, I'm trying to explain to people. See,
that's why it's called a snack bag.
That's
they get
why
a dinner plate and a snack bag.
Because you know these things.
One
over
Tuesday
and over,
they get a dinner plate and a snack bag, and the next Tuesday they get a dinner plate and a hygiene bag and whatever else is on the table.
Yeah, amen. Well, see, I'm just asking you.
And if you go over to our website, I think, I don't know, you do live videos, so I'm not sure where those post at. They go on the website?
The videos?
Messiah's Branch?
Those, if you go to Messiah's Branch on Facebook,
that's where the videos. They're live videos every Tuesday and Friday of what we do, so you'll see.
Of what we give out. Yeah, that's a very good point. And you can see what we're actually doing. Now, we're still taking care of the people outside because, you know, I talk with some of the people, and there's more people that are finding people with COVID. You know, in fact, I asked our next-door neighbor, I asked her why she was still wearing her mask because she was anxious to quit wearing it because you know, Kansas dropped the mandate, and she said, because I know there's people with COVID around, and I've been around some people with COVID, and so I'm wearing a mask. So, you know, you should not get people you don't know, you should keep your distance from. I do agree with that one. You should try and keep your distance. And we are social distancing through the line. You know, we have them a table away from us. And we put the things on the end of the table, and then they step forward and get the stuff because we are happen to be safe. And you can hear this people in Wichita, because like we said at the first of the program, COVID is real. And we don't – here's the bigger deal. We need to stay in this mode because of one reason. I believe that it's going to come back worse, you know. And it may not – it probably – I don't really think that it will hit worse until after summer. But you can almost guarantee that it's
flu season, right?
Yeah. When flu season starts back up, that's when I look for the mutations. Because when it gets warmer and everything, either sun and ultraviolet rays kills it all off, and transmission is down, and we have found that. Also, what happens at the end of this year?
At the end of this year, we start our. I don't know. What happens at the end of this year?
Okay, she doesn't know.
Lots of things happen.
Finally, got her on something that she doesn't know about. No, actually, you do know about what starts towards the end of this year and the first of next year. You're going to – I look for a lot of crazy things to happen because there's going to be a – next year's election year.
Yeah, 2022.
2022 is election year here in America, and that's a midterm elections, and we hope to take back the House and the Senate. And so you don't know what kind of crazy things are going to come about then. And so, and if we get that, and we're only within a few members of getting both back. It's a 50-50 majority in the Senate, 50% Republican, 50% Democrat. The deciding vote, why they have the advantage is because when it's a 50-50 thing, the vice president gets to throw the deciding vote.
Right, and I'm not really all that excited because I know how the presidential election went, and they cheated and got what they wanted, so it really doesn't matter. I don't see. They're going to cheat again. They're going to get away with it. So they're gonna,
well, wait a minute.
We'll see how it goes.
Okay, then you haven't been paying attention. And what I mean by that is the contested states, most of them, that's why they're screaming about Georgia and all the contested states. And right now, today, they just bust all the computers, those machines that in Maricopa County over to a big warehouse with over a million votes to all be tested firsthand and tabulated. What you forget about is that in these contested states, there was Democratic governors and Republican legislators, and Republican legislators are changing the laws, and they're going on with the forensics, and they're proving the election was stolen. So, no, not at least
so
not.
So when they prove that it was stolen, then what are they going to do
then
about
it? Well, I'm not saying it will backtrack and change the election, but what it will do, it will stop ongoing elections from being stolen because they can't use the same methods. That's what it will do. And that's what we're hoping for, and that's even what Trump's working on. Okay, you got to say goodbye to him, so we got to go.
Okay, shalom, people. Have a good week.
All right, folks, you must remember there is only one God. He is your Father. He's a God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repentant sins. He rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth, and through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Excuse me. Pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. We do really need your help. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's praying for Yeshua's return. And always, always, always be a blessing to others. Lord our God, Father King Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, that Father, you would bless and keep them, and that you would your face would shine upon them, and you would be gracious to them, and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.